Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com on the Hear No Evil show. You can call me right now, 347-989-0761, 989-0761, and the 347 area code. Call us right now because our topic today is why are so many recording artists broke? Now, you know normally I have special guests call in, legends of hip-hop, legends of R&B, legends of rock, soul, jazz. But today, I want to talk about most of the recording artists that are pioneers, somewhat pioneers in this music industry. We can talk about this for days and days and days out, but I want to really bring to fruition why I'm bringing this up, because it seems like most of the, if not all of the music that has been made in America by very influential people that didn't write the songs are more famous and more richer than the actual individual that wrote the song. Now, after making millions of dollars, many recording artists are finding themselves homeless, penniless, and jobless. Why are so many recording artists forced to take regular jobs or are suffering? So give me a call and let me know what your opinion of this trauma is. Now, according to the New York Amsterdam News, there has been another whitewash by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, Come Back, Baby, Let Your Daddy Know, Know You Would, The Spaniels, Baby, It's You, VJ Records, 1953. For the umpteenth time since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame initiated its awards in 1986, deserving black pioneers of the sound that became rock and roll have been shut out. To date, 107 of 265 members are black, while 158 are white. Same old, same old. However, this year's 25th annual induction ceremonies were held on March 14th at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel and shown nationally by the Fuse Network on March 20th. Darling Love, who made He's a Rebel and A Fine, Fine Baby, was the lone black artist selected. Candidates are considered 25 years after the release of their first record, with some selected as early influences. But everyone knows most white inductees ripped off the black sound. Chosen this year were performers Alice Cooper, Neil Diamond, Dr. John, Leon Russell, and Tom Waits, and non-performers Jack Holtzman and Art Rupe. The only one of these I care for is the raspy voice, Waits, an innovative singer, musician, and fine actor in many movies such as Iron Weed, which came out in 1987, Cold Feet, 1989, and Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1992. On the other hand, the overrated Diamond's title role in the disastrous 1980 remake of the jazz singer, Lowlighted, is foray into films. And what of the unsung black men and women ignored by the Rock and Roll Hall? From the late 1940s to the mid-60s, their name read like a who's who of doo-wop and original black R&B. Their evolving sound paved the way for rock and roll and changed the world. Foremost among them are the Spaniels, whose famous signature song was their 1954 smash, Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight, which introduced black R&B to naive white Americans. It has been prominently featured in movies such as American Graffiti, WW, and the Dixie Dance Kings, and Three Men and a Baby. Featuring R&B's finest lead voice, the late James Pookie Hudson, it's a travesty these great groups isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a shame the Spaniels' background singers, Opal Courtney Jr., Carl Range, and R&B's best bass, Gerald Gregory, died without induction. And so this continues to go on and on and on and on. We have this happening so much. We just recently lost Lolita Holloway, who made those records, Funky Sensation, Runaway, and Hit and Run, which was one of my favorite songs in the 70s. Her death was overshadowed by, of course, news that Geraldine Ferrara passed and Elizabeth Taylor. So a lot of people didn't even know that she was gone. And I had such a good time at a party recently at the Omni Park Central Hotel given by the Underground Network, Barbara Tuck and Don Welch and B. Montgomery, and they had Double Exposure there, who made 10%, and My Love Is Free, and Linda Clifford, who made Runaway Love. You know, these are classic disco songs, but yet you don't hear much about these people, and their salaries that they receive are very minimal compared to what a lot of these new artists are getting today. And a lot of these new artists, I know for a fact, will not be around as long as some of these artists have been. It's sad. It's true. But it's the reason why we talk about it so much here on blogtalkradio.com's Hear No Evil, because a lot of artists just don't get the notoriety that they deserve. And we want to know, why is it that records that demean women or promote male sexual activity or misogyny, they get all of the fame, but people like Grandmaster Cass from the Cold Crush, or people who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they just don't make it. Here's an artist that's been able to reinvent himself in film and television and now plays. Singer, songwriter, musician, Ryan McKnight. We'll be right back.
I miss you. I need you.
Love me some Luther. We have a caller calling in. Welcome to Hear No Evil. You're tuned into blogtalkradio.com. Caller, you're on the air. Caller from an 856 area code, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess that caller would like to remain anonymous. Make sure you guys get over to the Schaumburg Library, the Each One Teach One's 44th anniversary celebrates women's history. Now, the National Association of Each One Teach One, in its 44th anniversary as a beacon of youth advocacy and other community-inspired programs, will honor four women of distinction as part of their celebration of women's history. So make sure you go over there. As a matter of fact, a relative of Greg Marius, commissioner of the Entertainers Basketball Classic, Bill Perkins will be there, Keith Wright, and this is all going down at 515 Malcolm X Boulevard tonight at West 135th Street in the Village of Harlem. And if you're interested in attending, contact 347-928-9730 or 646-408-0173. Now, tonight's topic is, why are so many recording artists going broke? These new artists need to remember that you're only as good as your last record, and that's how the music industry is. So if you're not writing the lyrics, you only get so much for performing, and most of the money that's being made is made by doing shows. So you got to start writing those lyrics and start saving that money. You know, when you get a record contract, especially at a young age, a lot of these guys and girls don't know that the record company has to recoup all of that money that they put out to promote you, marketing, and now with people spending millions of dollars on video. So pay attention to how your money is being used when you get your record deal, and try to be a legend in this business, okay? So take heed, learn how the successful recording artists make it, what keeps them relative. Try to stay on top of your business. Read those contracts very carefully because there are always loopholes in there. And, hey, listen to some of the artists that have been around for a long time and see what they have to say. Well, we're coming to a close. We are actually looking for people to take part in a new reality show that we're creating for Celebrity Showcase TV called Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Kids. It's based on a novel written by me, Darlene Lewis, which is going to be available in 2 weeks. You can find out more by going to futurenetworkproductions.com, and you can always get my books there as well. And just want to let you know that I love the fact that our kids are becoming more and more influenced by old music. But remember, when you do sample these records from the past, give the artists their credit. Give them their due. Make sure you take care of the publishing so that they can eat, because a lot of these recording artists are still alive, and they depend on their royalty checks. Until next week, I'll talk to you later.
In the sound of that southern baby, it beats one. Oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. I only see you maybe once or twice a week. You make it worth my while. You treat me like a king. I cherish any time that I can spend with you. Just say the words and I'll do anything that you ask me to. Come on. Then the sinner that's up and baby, it beats one. Oh, oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. I got y'all, yeah. 10% of that something, baby, it beats one. Oh, oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. like those guys who try to get all they can. 'Cause when it's over, they're right back where they began. It's better to have loved than never to have loved at all. I'm with you till the water runs up, not down, Niagara Falls. Come on. 10% of that something, baby, it beats one. Oh, oh, mama, I'm nothing that I've got, y'all, yeah. 10% of that something is better than nothing. I got 10 love, yeah, than nothing at all. Now you only see me, baby, maybe once or twice a week. But you treat me, love, just like a doggone king. Oh, baby, oh, yeah, just say the word. I'm not like those guys, love, who try to get all they can, girl. Oh, mama. I'm gonna be with you to the water end, uphill. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Oh, baby. Said I cherish, I swear by God that I try my best to do my best, girl. I need not one, not two, not three, baby. I need 10%. Ooh, oh, 10% of that something, baby, is better than nothing. Yeah, I got 10 sweet love. Hi, y'all, no, Lord. I got good love. Ooh, oh, baby, just call my name.